This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today. And we're continuing our series, Prince of Peace. And so the first thing we see that through Christ, the Prince of Peace, we find peace with God. And over the last number of days, I've been dealing with that. And thank God we have peace with God. Romans 5 verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it a wonderful thing to have peace with God? And the second thing I want to deal with today is that through Christ, we have peace under pressure. Peace under pressure. And as we're approaching the Christmas season, it does seem that the pressure increases accordingly, particularly if you're a mother and if you're a father with the bills and all the things that need to be done in this season. Psalm 46 and verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. Praise God. You know, it starts in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And again, be still and know that I am God. And that's fine as long as you're not under pressure. But how many of you work with or related to or married to people who test your faith? You know, many of us as parents can almost lose our salvation on the way to church. And, you know, I say that as a joke, but, you know, many times on the way to church, people get into terrible arguments or, you know, the kids are fighting or agitated. And, you know, the truth is this, it's easy to praise God when things are going well. But it's when you're under pressure, that is when you can stumble. It's when the check bounces, when the car breaks down, when the child is sick or you're given a bad report by the doctor. That's when your praise really matters. And yet, in many instances, that's when we end up saying things we regret. That's when we end up complaining, feeling sorry for ourselves, or even giving in to despair. And yet, Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And I think it's tremendously significant that Paul wrote that most likely from a Roman jail. It was not a nice place. Any of you that have been to Rome can go to see Mamertine Prison. And, you know, apparently in the winter, the sewage of Rome would be flowing around your feet. And there's even a smell off that place to this day. And yet Paul wrote one of the most joyful books, if not the most joyful in the entire Bible, from what was a very painful place. And this is why, again, we can have peace even under pressure. Because anyone can praise God when things are going well, but faith is truly expressed by raising a hallelujah in the presence of your enemies. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. I think it's a wonderful tradition in the United States of America, whereby every year in November they have Thanksgiving. And I appreciate, you know, that many people may have forgotten the origins of this annual occasion. And yet, I think it's a wonderful principle that on a yearly basis, you get together with your family, you have a meal, and that you express that thanksgiving to God for his goodness. The Amplified says, and let the peace, the soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. In that peaceful state to which as members of Christ, one body, you were also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Are you thankful? Are you appreciative for the good things in your life? Did you have a roof over your head last night? Did you have a bed to sleep on? Have you had food in your belly today? Do you have money in your pocket? Do you have a job to go to? Do you have people who love you? Then be thankful. Are you healthy? Are you well? You mightn't have what you want, but thank God you have what you need. Always let peace have the final say in your life. Don't get involved in strife and offense and bitterness. Because sometimes peace is a feeling, but other times it's a decision, because you can choose his peace even under pressure. You see, Job understood this principle. He declared in Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's like those times when you say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm trusting you for the answer. You see, Psalm 23, again, acknowledges this principle. In verse 4, it says to us, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. think about that. Even if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death and, you know, everything around you is dying, everything around you is dysfunctional, and you have so much pain and so much struggle and sorrow, remember something. Even if you are standing in hell itself right now, the Lord is standing right there with you. The Lord is there with you in the storm. Always be mindful of that fact. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so just remind yourself of that fact that, you know what? God is with me in the middle of the storm. He's with me, and he's going to bring me through in Jesus' name. Job 29 and verse 3 says, when his lamp shone upon my head, when by his light I walked through darkness. And you may be going through a dark time right now. You may be, like I said, struggling financially, or maybe in your marriage with your children, or, you know, struggling with anxiety or panic attacks or any of these things. Understand that's not God's best view. But, you know, sometimes as believers, we kind of act like, you know, you wave a magic wand and your problems disappear. Well, it's wonderful when that happens, and we do have authority over the works of the enemy, but sometimes you have to walk through some things. Sometimes, you know, you have to walk through the storm and just trust the Lord. When by his light I walked through darkness. And so praise God for the times he brings us around the storm. But like I said, sometimes he just brings us straight through. But either way, know this, you're coming out of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Say that today, out of your mouth. Just confess that. I'm coming out of this in Jesus' name. The psalmist was under pressure, but he still had God's peace. His circumstances certainly weren't ideal. Who wants to walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I mean, who wants to eat in the presence of their enemies? The fact is, the very first thing many of us lose when we're under pressure is our appetite. But even having something to eat can at times be an expression of trust in God. Because sometimes God delivers us from, and other times he just brings us through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for why? You're with me. Sometimes God brings us step by step through a difficult time or season, but the amazing thing is this: we don't have to wait until we're through it before we can have peace. Let me say this, child of God, you can have peace right now, right where you are today, if you'll just open your heart. We can have peace even as we stand in the storm. We can have peace even as we pray for our loved ones who may be far from him today. Because some people mistakenly think, yes, I will have peace when I'm out of debt. I will have peace when I finally find love. I will have peace when I have a child, when I own a home. No, you can have his peace right here, right now. You can have joy for the journey. Don't make joy or peace a destination. Make it a journey. You can have joy and peace right now where you are. Praise God for those immediate deliverances, for when the storm changes, when the storm that was on your face suddenly is on your back. I mean, when the storm ceases, like Christ when he said, peace be still. And so praise God for those immediate deliverances. But sometimes, in the same way as it was a process in getting into the mess you're in, at times it's a process in getting out. But either way, continue to stand in faith, believing. Because if you will stand with God, God will stand with you in the storm, in Jesus' name. He will stand with you and he will deliver you. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 16. At my first offense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul here said he was forsaken. Everybody walked away. But I love verse 17. But the Lord stood with me. You know what? Even when everybody else walks away, God will stand with you. This is the hope we have. We can have peace under pressure. You know, Acts chapter 12 talks about Peter. Peter was under severe pressure. He was in jail, and it was on the eve of his execution. Because verse 1 says, "Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. And it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him into prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him out before the people after Passover." I mean, it wasn't that long since they had killed Christ. Herod had now killed James, the brother of John. And so Peter was under no illusions as to what was going to happen to him. Verse 5, "Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church." And thank God, this is why you need to be a member of a local church. Planted in the house of the Lord, they'll flourish in the courts of their God. We need to be in a good church in Jesus' name. You need to be planted. Amen. And so the prayer was offered for him. "And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, Gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so it was. He said to him, Put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and second guard posts, they went to the iron gates that lead to the city, which opened to them of their own accord. And they went out and went down this one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." You know what I find so inspiring about this as I finish is prayer was offered for Peter, but Peter was on the eve of his execution. The Bible says he was the four squads of soldiers guarding him. He was in chains. And you know what Peter was doing? Peter was sleeping. On the eve of his execution, Peter had the peace of God that passes understanding, to the point where he was asleep. Why? He knew God was in control. He didn't know how the answer was going to come. He didn't know how God was going to deliver him, or even if he was going to be martyred. I mean, I'm sure he couldn't have ruled out the fact that, just like James, maybe his time had come to be executed. And yet, the man who had once fled the scene when Christ was arrested and denied Christ three times, Peter now was a different man, and he had peace. The peace of God that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind. He was so filled with peace that even on the eve of his execution, he's sleeping. He had that rest. And as I finish, I just pray that the rest of God, the peace of God, will fill your heart and mind in Jesus' name. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if he's enthroned in your heart, you will have his peace in every situation and circumstance. Because you know he has this. He will not fail you. He will not let you down. He will not forsake you. The Lord is with you. In Jesus' name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home in Jesus' name. Shalom.